And welcome to another episode of Swimming with the Fish. I am Crutch, and I unfortunately have made a purchase at Amazon, which is going to be the ruin of me. Probably be playing around with it. Tonight's show might sound a little different. I'm begging forgiveness from all of you and from the two best people I can imagine doing podcast with, the Chief and the Goon Chief. How are you this evening, sir?
I'm tired.
You're tired. I hear that you have house guests.
Ahead.
You sent them away.
Wonderful folks who came because, as good parents that they are, they followed their daughter to a cheer competition. It just happened to be in Texas.
Oh. Were they up from our way?
They are. They're natives of the Hagerstown area.
Now, are they flying or driving or?
Flying.
Oh, okay.
They should be like an hour away from being at home again.
We wish them safe travels and a safe landing and a safe drive all the way back to beautiful Hagerstown, Maryland.
Indeed we do. Are they flying there direct or are they flying to Baltimore?
They're flying to Dulles.
Yeah.
Ah.
That's a little bit of a drive. You're better with these kind of things. How are you tonight, by the way?
I'm awesome. It's a nicer airport.
What, Dulles?
Yeah.
I hate getting in and out of it.
Well, depending on where you live, since they can take 19 in the back roads to go basically through West Virginia to get there, they don't have to hit 95.
Okay. Well, that makes sense. That's not bad. Yeah.
Indeed, Hurricane has a client out that way this week, and she's coming home the back roads because going through the interstate is just, you know, awful.
Right.
It is.
And then in April, she has another trip. I'll ask what you guys think.
Mm-hmm.
They've offered her a 3-day trip to the city of Tegucigalpa.
Okay. Geography major, I'm not. I've heard of the city. I don't know what country that is. The
capital city of Honduras.
No.
Well, you said no pretty quickly.
No, I wouldn't. Me personally, no. Well, who's her customer?
USAID, Agency for International Development. They're run out of the State Department, and I don't know if maybe the classes are taught, say, at the embassy there. I know that USAID is among her favorite clients because the students are always eager to learn. Usually they come here. But I guess this group decided it was easier to just pay for one ticket.
Sure.
Here's the problem. Level 3 travel alert, which is the consider not going.
Right.
Why?
Level 4 is the don't go. A high crime in areas of the country, mostly from the cartels. They're kidnapping and ransoming and stuff like that. But not in the capital, not in all of the capital city. The capital city is like New York, Chief. Like, you wouldn't go to New York City and just wander over to Harlem if you were a tourist.
Or would you?
I'm tragically Caucasian, so probably not.
I don't see why. So, people are too scared of things.
And Hurricane agrees with you. I'm a little bit reticent, but you know what? I'm going to support her whatever she decides. How's that? Because I'm a smart married man.
And they pay well.
They do pay well.
Can't turn down the money, especially if it's a customer that she likes, you know?
Yes, you can.
Yeah. She could say no. And, for all I know, she has a couple of other, clients maybe competing for that week. That does happen.
Mm-hmm.
It usually happens, May, June, and September, October, but could be.
So when's this trip?
When, Yeah. When will you find out?
April. She'll probably decide in the next week. I think she has to let them know.
And they're making all the arrangements? Are they going to, like, maybe supply or, you know, pick you up at the airport, take you to the hotel kind of thing?
That's what she wants to know. And she's asked those questions and I think is waiting for an answer.
Yeah, because, I mean, if it's...
Or trying to find time to ask those questions, one or the other.
Right.
While she has a not-at-home course, she's actually having to go from here at State Lagoon Manor down to Herndon, which is an awful commute. And I feel bad for her, but, you know, I commute every day and so do you, so I don't feel that bad.
Yeah, it's... we do what we do gotta do.
That's the key. Hey,
yeah. Hey, did...
I just wish I didn't have to do it this long.
You don't? That's the choice. I'm sorry for cutting you off, Gunn. Please continue.
No. That's quite all right. I'm depressed now, because you're right. Speaking of depressed, I was very depressed and disturbed by an article that Crutch sent to us this morning about a company that is now offering a new product as a service. I hate this. This is like Tesla. Oh, you wanted heated seats? Well, you have to pay monthly for that. Let me think. Goon says, nope.
Yeah. Well, they're in the same mode as the people who sell you your phone now, right? I mean, you don't own your phone.
I do.
If you get it with a plan, you rent it, basically. And
No, that's not true. I own my phone, and I have a plan that's month-to-month with Verizon.
You paid for your phone up front?
Yep. To the manufacturer. Direct to the manufacturer.
Oh, okay.
And they asked me who my provider was and provided me a SIM card, although I guess this phone has the eSIM.
Yeah, I'm learning all about SIM cards. It's fun.
Yeah, so thing to know there. Have you ever heard of a BP photo?
Yeah.
BP photo? Oh.
Yeah, they're a New York discount electronics and camera store.
Yep. Oh, okay.
Run by Jude. And so...
I guess that's just another reason for me to like them.
It closed on the Sabbath, and I have gotten pretty much all my phones off that. So when my son got the new one,
did you mean B&H photo?
That one too.
Okay. Because the only BP I know is a gas station.
Hey, that would be British. Yeah, can't do it.
Petroleum.
Petroleum.
Thank you.
British Petroleum.
So, you know, it's actually so. What happens when you get a couple things mixed up in your head, and then you jumble them together, and then it comes out of your mouth?
That's what happens when you get older.
Yeah.
All right, so
you're getting older. It's okay, Chief.
So D&H is a distributor.
Right.
Have you guys ever used them?
No.
I don't think so.
So if you have ever, and I'm pretty sure for they have most non-cleared government entities as customers, like Department of Energy and NIST and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So them, Ingram Micro, basically, they're buying tons and tons and tons of stuff. And they are the ones that send everything out.
Oh.
Excellent.
So I'm thinking of them. Then DP is digital photography, and they will give you a whole bunch of stuff on phones and the phones with the best cameras. And where to get the best cameras and all that kind of stuff. And then, you know, my wonderful head and my tiredness is like, I'm just going to mix it all up and see what comes out of your mouth. And that is what happened.
Well, Well, now they won't have to be selling us printers, because why would that be, Crutch?
Well, what do you mean? Why is HP no longer selling printers? Because they want us to sign up for a subscription.
Yes, printing as a service.
And the rates are horrible. Like, if you go for the cheap plan, which is like only $7 a month, which is fine. Okay.
Right,
they give you the cheapest
quality printer.
Yeah, they give you this crappy printer, and then you can only print like 10 pages a month.
Well, you could print more, but it's going to cost you.
An arm and a leg and two fingers off the other hand.
Right. Now, they provide the printer. You don't pay for that.
Yeah, okay.
And they provide the ink.
So
I don't know that they provide the paper.
Probably not.
What you need to do in order to get the full effect of what is happening is just say it in a German accent.
You will enjoy the printing environment that they provide for you, and you will be happy about it.
You wish to print the document, Fräulein? Papers, please.
That's right.
Wow.
Remember, when you're printing, there are four lights.
So, I told the folks so that they could get more accustomed to my sense of humor. Like, the new way of picking up Jewish girls. Can you just imagine where this is going?
I'm concerned about our rating.
So, back in your day, how would you get the contact information for a female?
I might ask a friend of hers.
I found asking the girl if I could dredge up the courage to do it was effective.
What would you ask?
How would I
let you go out? I'd like to go out with you. Could I have your phone number?
Okay. So that's a good one. What would you say, Crutch?
Oh, I would usually find her like friend, and I said, you know, is she seeing anybody? If not, do you think she'd give me her number? And then I might approach her directly.
Okay.
Or the friend might give me the number and say, I'm going to tell her I'm giving you her number.
So the goon would pass. Crutch would be yelled at for saying, you know, they have names now. Jewish girls don't just have numbers on. So.
Oh. Wow.
As soon as they heard that, and I heard them laughing hysterically, I knew that things were going to be okay.
Yeah. That's outstanding.
Very nice.
Yeah. Well, the hairy edge.
How would you get a number from, say, a Sicilian girl, Crutch?
What was that?
How would you get a contact information for a Sicilian girl?
Oh, I'd probably say something like,
What does that translate to in English?
I think you're very pretty. You're banging.
What?
There you go. Look at that.
I don't know what to say.
Neither do I. Ladies and gentlemen, I am sorry. I have a new electronic toy and it got the best of me.
And you're going to use it nonstop.
There's all these blinking lights. I'm so tempted.
Yeah, the lights actually blink when he pushes the buttons, Chief. So, wait, would you?
Oh, it's better than that. The lights are blinking when you guys are talking.
There are four lights.
There's four lights. Sure. There's always been four lights, Chief.
Right, I heard more than four things, so just... No, I just wanted to test it, make sure you're...
They randomly reassign themselves.
That's impressive.
Yes, yes.
Indeed.
Yeah, I mean, I can make this thing sound like I'm in the bottom of a cave. It's crazy. Here we go.
I'm still ticked off.
Down, 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 there goes. Wow. It's dark and deep down here.
Because we're going to need that.
Yeah.
For the hole you bury me in.
I'm glad that he has selected the
best. It's like Jack Benny going into his vault.
And the one guy who was always in there working. All right, enough of that. That's just silly. Okay.
It is all silliness, sir. That's what makes.
Isn't that why we do this? Oh, and
because we're silly.
Guess what I got to do this afternoon after work.
What did you do after work?
You visited John McCain's grave.
You know. Oddly enough, I did not. But perhaps I should.
I mean, someone's got to make sure he's still there, right?
That would be good, you know?
Let's see. Days something, since something. John McCain died. 2019 days and counting.
And the goon is just not over it yet. It's hard to get over those type things.
It is. It is. No, I took Canine Protective Force member Stitch to the vet.
Voluntarily?
Because he has a bump on his ear.
Oh.
Or as he likes to call them, his ear flap.
How did he name them?
I was hoping someone would ask that.
I helped him. Because he's got big, you know, floppy ears, and I believe I might have stolen that from the from Tucker Budson, the YouTube Golden Retriever influencer.
Does Stitch, you know, if he points his head just the right way in a breeze, can he do like the Sister Patrol thing?
Yes.
I don't know what the references are.
That's from The Flying Nun. He can tilt his head and his ears will flap in the wind, but he will not, like Sister Patril, take off.
Okay. This was a comedy series back in the 60s, Chief, starring Sally Field.
I want you to think about what the green light meeting in Hollywood was like on this. All right, look, we're going to have this show, and it's going to be set on a Caribbean island, somewhere that's windy but nice. And we're going to set it in a convent with these nuns. And one of the nuns, well, she's going to be very lightweight.
Yeah.
And when she tilts her head just right, she can fly. And it'll be about all the hijinks she gets into because she can fly. What do you think? You know, I would have thought, you guys are smoking that funny tobacco again, aren't you?
Now, see, I don't know whether or not there actually are any nuns that have a habit that includes a headpiece that looks like the wing off of, an AC-140. But it would explain why she could fly. I mean, you know, when liftless thrust is greater than, you know, drag, anything can fly.
I wonder what Sally Field would say about that if we could talk to her about it. I'm like, because look, I watched the show.
Yeah, you and me both. I thought it was perfectly reasonable. I never wanted to be a nun, but, you know.
It wasn't terrible. That's the thing is, you when I hear myself describe it, I go, that's going to be awful. And it wasn't.
No.
How many seasons did it run?
The Flying Nun ran for, let's see, first episode was in 67. Final episode was in 70, so three seasons. It went into syndication, so, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Gilligan's Island was unlikely, too.
Yeah.
Well, the pilot for that was terrible. And in black.
Yeah, that's true.
But I did get to see it just so I could feel the pain of those that greenlit something like that.
I guess what always amazed me is the professor could make all this stuff.
Out of coconuts.
Out of coconuts. He made a bicycle so they could power the radio and lights and something to cook with, but he couldn't fix the boat.
Yeah, I mean, let's be honest. It was like four slats. There was a hole. Four slats. Okay?
Yeah.
You've got coconuts, which means you've got material, coconut leaves, right? Dipped in pitch. You could, you know, there was a volcano on the island. You can obviously get some, you know, stuff from the tree.
And anyway, from all the crap that landed on the island during their time, they should have had enough metal to patch over the hole.
Or we just stuff, you know, ginger in there.
Not ginger.
Well, certainly not Maria. Are you suggesting Mrs. Howell? Come on. Ageist.
Who died first? That's what I want to know.
Of Natalie Schaefer, Mrs. Howell.
Mrs. Howell, yeah.
Of the women.
So basically what Crutch is saying is that it did happen.
I am not saying that's how they got off the island.
They did get off, but apparently she was dead. So, you know, making the leap.
That's a good question. Did she make it to the episode where they got off the island? They had a reunion show where they actually got off the island.
Yeah.
I don't know if she was in it. I don't think, to be honest with you, I don't think Ginger was in it because Ginger didn't want to have to do with these people.
Right, because she thought it was going to be called Ginger's Island.
Really?
No, she thought the show was about her, but Bob Denver said, you know, it's called Gilligan's Island for a reason. At which point, people were wondering, is she really a redhead?
Well, is he?
I think so.
These are the real questions that we need answered here, okay? But, you know, once again, how many people even know these shows?
That's true. Our old audience is going, yes, they're talking about stuff I know. We could talk about current events. There's one great current event that happened today everybody's probably heard about.
Is it great? I mean, that's like saying when I woke up, I brushed my teeth. It's just something that should have already happened. This is the state of affairs now where we can cheer about something that should have never been in question. Man walks across the street safely and you're giving high fives or something. Like, well, he shouldn't have died, period. So why are we going through this?
Given the absolute nonsense and unbelievability of the state of current affairs, when logic prevails, unfortunately, it is something to celebrate. Yes, sir.
Absolutely amazing.
Yes, that's how far we have fallen.
I don't know about the we, because...
We as a society.
Texas keeps saying, we don't know who those other folks are. Because we shall not claim them.
So you guys are just going to be Texans, you're not going to be Americans anymore, right?
I'm pretty sure that's how they feel now. When he brought a map, because he was trying to, he was like, hey man, are we close to the fires? And I said the fire's on the other side of Texas. Even at Dallas, you're looking at 6-hour drive, doing 70 to 80 miles an hour. So then he pulled up a map and he says, map of Texas compared to the United States. And it showed Texas all the way through the middle, and it showed the two coasts, of which Mississippi was part of the coast, Louisiana was part of the coast, Arizona and New Mexico were part of the coast, the other side of the coast. So this is how Texas sees America. And I was like, yes.
Yes.
So while he was here, his phone started feeding him current events, to which they said, the plans for Texas grow one step closer. And he goes, man, you guys are serious about
Texas. I love it.
Yeah. Did you take him to the gas station?
I didn't need to. He did it on the way here. He was like, man, we met this place called Bucky's. And I think I lost like $300. And I wasn't sure what.
We stopped on the way to your house too. Didn't we, Crutch?
Yes, we did.
Yeah, I didn't even need to say anything. It was, But you know what he did that you guys did not?
What?
He got a picture with the beaver, and he got like signed, knickknacks, as if he was at a ball game.
That's awesome.
Nice. I was like, why did you do this? He said, I've never seen this before. You've been outside of Maryland. And he goes, yeah, but everything's the same. This is something to behold.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the nearest Buc-ee's to Maryland right now is Florence, South Carolina.
That's a bit of a drive. I mean, the barbecue is good, but that's a bit of a drive.
Later this year, it's going to be Dayton, Ohio.
Well, speaking of barbecue, I was telling him the hole in the walls are the best place to get barbecue. So it is 6 o'clock on a Saturday, and he says, I'm gonna go to this place. And I said, they're gonna be out. And he goes, well, okay, I'll go to this other place. And I was like, well, see first statement, because we are late in the day, and everyone's gonna be, they make food until they run out, and then they just shut down. And he said, but they're open till 9. I was like, you have been warned. So he drives, and he goes, and he sends me a message, there's no food. And I go, yes, I was aware of this. So he drives to another spot, there's still no food. I was like, I hope you got my point. Then he goes to a place called Cheddar's, and they are the equivalent of like a TGI Fridays or something in Maryland.
Yeah, like, Cheddar's is like a Fridays, only better.
Yeah, so he gets food there, comes back, sees all this food on the table, goes, what's this about? And I said, I told you that food was always going to be there. And his wife, who came with him, stated that she had never had it, so that, you know, basically at all times of the day, there was food.
Yes.
Yes, we are well aware of the plenty that is Shea Chief.
And if you are sitting and there's no food in front of you, someone will come and ask what you would like. And the answer is not nothing.
Well, it can be if you don't mind that glare.
She scares me a little bit.
Scares me a lot.
So the other funny thing was, the person is quite forgetful. So he didn't, you know, he came on a weekend, and on the weekend is the only time my wife works. And he was not paying attention to all the things that were being said. His wife was. So he would ask questions. I would respond to my sister-in-law. And he would go, you guys are weird. Like, she sleeps upstairs, you're downstairs. You barely talk to each other. Like what kind of marriage is this? His wife puts her hands over her face. And I go, well, what are you talking about? And he goes, you know, you talk to her like she's, like, you know, she's a relative. I go, oh, you mean my sister? He goes, well, where's your wife? I said, you met her in Maryland. Does that look like her? Now he has a blank stare on his face.
All Ukrainians do not look alike.
That's true. His daughter met my niece, had no idea who she was, because that was the first time. And she got all scared and started running, you know, looking for her parents who were changing the baby's diaper. And then my niece looks at me and I go, I'm sorry.
Your niece is a nice person. She's not scary.
She is. And she's not scary at all.
Well, she's scary smart, but that's about the only scary.
Well, that's true. Even compared with actual smart people and not compared with just us.
Well, yeah. Well, okay. You weren't setting the bar real high with us.
No.
But we don't have to. We're all friends here.
I have a government job. I don't have to be smart.
Exactly.
Yeah, my son, he has decided that he's going to take that plunge and go for the internship.
Mm.
And so if that comes and he gets accepted, I will be giving your IDs, which I still know, so that you will get chat messages.
Is he coming back up here then?
No.
Oh, down there.
Down here. Yeah.
Oh.
No. See, you must remember that the coast of the East is now forbidden. We will not, unless it is for a quick in and out. We're not going there, and you know, intentionally.
The southern part of that coast is okay, but.
You mean deep South Maryland?
Yes.
Yes, very, yes. Very deep, very south.
Extreme Southern Maryland is good.
Okay. We can agree on that.
You'd come back for my funeral, though, right?
So let's say that that's not going to happen anytime soon, especially, Mr. I have so much stuff I haven't done. I will be here for much, much longer than anyone else.
Well, I might have to fake my own death and, you know, leave at a moment's notice.
All right. Well, if you pull a Nick Fury, then...
Can I keep my eyes? I'm not getting anywhere near Showcat.
I will just bury you here.
She likes you.
She'll have a tombstone in my backyard, which is legal in Texas.
Do you have a tombstone in your backyard?
I will if someone needs Yeah.
He just said,
you know, once you get tired of that life, Crutch, you know I have the answer. We've talked about it.
Well, just, you know, eventually people will notice that I'm not aging and I'll have to move on.
You,
Connor McLeod from the Clan McLeod.
Oh, God.
We're going to go with obscure movie references as the topic for tonight. Obscure movie and TV. There.
We've done a lot of
that. Highlander really isn't obscure.
Hey, I have some breaking political news if you'd like to hear it.
Sure.
Nikki Haley won a primary.
Yeah, really? In a place that's not even a state.
That's true.
Which she went, Puerto Rico.
And only 19 delegates.
Oh, she won the place that hates free thinkers the most.
Yes. D.C.
D.C. She won the D.C. Yep. Republican primary.
Yep. Yeah. And they're a winner take all primary, so she gets all 19.
She's on her way.
And, well, she's certainly making a lot of noise like that's true. I think in the meantime, Orange Man Bad got the Michigan convention. Because mm-hmm. Michigan, you get some of them for winning the primary and more of them at the convention.
Okay.
I don't really understand, but that's okay. I don't live in Michigan. I don't have to understand.
Exactly.
He also won, I believe, Idaho and Illinois. So I don't know how many delegates that is, but I'll bet it's a lot more than 19.
Now, when is Super Tuesday? Is that tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Okay.
Which is why the Supreme Court had
to rule today. Because yeah. Colorado is part of Super Tuesday, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
the Supreme Court said 9-0, don't be dumb. To which CNN says, but we like being dumb.
And they're all over the 5-4 other portion of the decision, where it basically just said, 9-0, states can't do it, but only 5-4 say that only Congress can do it. And that is, you know, that's their... They're one little thread, and we're holding on to it. And maybe, just maybe, one of those judges will go the other way, and somebody other than Congress can do it. Oh, please, grow up.
No.
Here's a thought. Have a candidate who can win an election. I'm tired of hearing that they're the party of freedom and democracy when they're trying to keep people from being able to vote for the person they want to vote for.
Right.
If you don't like the guy they're voting for, put up a better candidate.
Yeah, have we done that? Let's see. Who do we have? We have the Crypt Keeper.
That's Pelosi. So let's get let's get our floors rocking.
Okay.
We have Weekend at Bernie's.
Weekend at Bernie's.
Yep. Who I like to refer to as DJ Droolin' Joe
with his blonde leg hair. Ice cream man.
We have a name for the current vice president, Chief
Cackles.
I like Cackles the clown, but
that's Crutches. I can't say mine and keep our decent rating. So,
gotcha. Fair enough. Fair, yeah, and I'll revert to my 70s root solid, man.
Wow, solid. I used to say that a lot.
What does this mean now? Because all so one set of laws don't matter. So but it's going to happen now with the other people. There's one group that's trying to bankrupt a person. There's another group that's trying to put them in prison. And then that last group, does that even matter now?
Well, everybody who was involved in trying to get him off a ballot basically got told to go home.
Right. Now, how many delegates does he have now?
All
somewhere between no, he doesn't have all of them.
No, I said but 19.
No. He doesn't even have all but 19. You know, several of the states are.
Nikki Haley has 43. Ron DeSantis has 9. Vivek has 3. And Donald has 247.
So he really has 250 because Vivek pledged his delegates to Donald.
Okay. He needs 1215 for the nomination.
There's more than that in Super Tuesday, I believe.
More than 1,000?
Yeah.
Well, then it'll all be over by the end of March.
I think it's 1,200.
Wow. And once again, the state of Maryland doesn't matter.
Did it ever?
I was gonna ask if this surprised you.
No, not at all. Joe Biden has 206 delegates. Uncommitted has 2. I like the fact that they don't have a picture on this little chart. They have a picture for everybody else, but they don't have a picture for uncommitted.
I'd like none of the above, please.
Right.
There are 865 that happen tomorrow.
So if he picks up the majority of those, he'll be done by the end of March.
Yeah, he'll be right around 1,000 tomorrow.
As Twitter her form, Nikki Haley has gone back on her promise to support the Republican candidate, regardless of who it was. Like everything else, she's going back on. What a shock!
She's a lion. A lion dog-faced pony soldier. What did you want?
So, do you remember the interview that you gave me of the head of UFC when he was asked?
Oh, why he's supporting Trump?
Yeah, because it was you who gave a crutch.
Yeah, Dana White, right?
You love your shorts.
I do.
and you share them quite often. But it's sad when another businessman has to explain what loyalty looks like. And it's not like it's unwarranted. I mean, he explained, hey, okay, so Nikki was a governor.
Mm-hmm.
That's a fact.
That's true.
That much like DeSantis was very popular in a particular state.
Right.
But she lost that state.
She did.
And the thing is, are you trying to get your name out for more recognition? Because after this, what happens? Unless she becomes the quote-unquote conservative on The View, what happens to that? like Carly Fiorina, where is she now?
I was hoping an iron coffin with spikes on the inside, but that's just because I didn't like the product she produced. She ruined a fine company, HP.
Well, she didn't produce anything, and I think that was part of the problem.
I would think so, because, you know, now they're going to have printing as a service, but I repeat myself.
She has one end game. She can only hope that the folks who are trying to put him in prison before the general election so that we all have to go, well, the only person left is Nikki. It's a heck of a political strategy.
Once again, that is not even true. He's in prison. They send him to Guantanamo. He can still be on the ballot. Because remember, this is happening in like a couple of weeks. And at that point, he's the nominee.
Mm-hmm.
What is she going to do? Even if he's in prison, he's still the nominee.
Bait for VP? Maybe we give her secondary transportation. Seems to be a pretty easy job.
I mean, Navalny in Russia was the nominee, and you saw how they dealt with it. Even if you're the nominee of the opposition party,
mm-hmm.
over there they were teaching how you silence a dissident. Now we're getting very close to that. We are arresting people who disagree with us. We are trying to silence journalists. We are...
Yeah, they arrested a journalist for covering January 6th. I'm sorry.
That's why they say they did it. That's not accurate, because someone, you know, the five folks who, like Viva Fry, were on Twitter,
mm-hmm.
laid out the timeline that it wasn't until he joined, like, the Blaze, and he pointed out the discrepancies in people's testimony,
mm-hmm.
that he was all of a sudden, because remember, he was never questioned or anything for 3 years. 3 years later, and they're like, well, you know, we were thinking about it, and you said some stuff, and that's a problem.
Well,
a lot of people say, oh, America's not like that. But now even Netflix is getting in on it. And if you have seen the Octopus Files or something like that.
Mm-mm.
So there's a Netflix series that my sister told me about. And it went over a person who decided they were going to investigate something, that their last message to
the octopus murders.
Yeah. Well, there's a big break. I'm going to go meet the person now. And there is a very suspicious suicide that happened right after that. For a person who has a phobia of blood, there was copious amounts of it. For a person who hates to be unclothed, that is how they found it. I mean, it's someone who didn't know the idiosyncrasies of the person.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, said, ooh, we took care of the problem.
Wow.
And I don't understand. So you got these, you know, self-righteous people who are movie stars, like George Clooney, who make movies like Michael Clayton, and are like, we need to be against this. And then they support the party that is literally doing that.
Right.
Literally.
Well, it's okay if my group does it. It's not parties, it's tribalism. My tribe can do bad things because they're doing them for good reasons. Your tribe can't possibly do anything good because all of your reasons are bad.
The greater good.
So yeah, which tribe really is it? Because...
Well, right now there's the evil tribe and the stupid tribe.
So is that really the case?
No, actually, yeah, there's one tribe.
A tribe.
Right. That's where
the uniparty is going.
Because there's one group that's overt about it, and there's one group that says, no, we should just do it slower. The same thing still happens. There is a new group that has arisen, and that has become a problem. But it's only a problem to those who didn't enjoy the insanity that they have been seeing. That's what's going on there.
Well, we'll have to see how it all plays out.
We will.
We will. It'll be fun. We'll all have a good time. So, of course, next week, folks, we'll probably be doing a play-by-play and see how many points the Donald gets. Should be a raucous good time tomorrow. But thank you once again for letting us come into your homes and allowing me to play with my new technical toys. And before we go, please, I know for a fact, because he's told me, the goon spent a lot of time and a lot of effort, a lot of brain power on this week's commercial spots, and I really appreciate you giving them your full attention. And ladies and gentlemen, the goon and the commercial spots.
Tonight's episode brought to you in part by Sicilian's newest venture, Breathing as a Service. The Sicilian wants to make breathing as easy as possible. Sign up for the service and she makes sure that you can continue to breathe on your own. Please read all the fine print and note the cancellation fee, which requires a visit from Sicilian's cousins to cancel your breathing if you opt out of the service. And CPF Stitches Veterinary Service Reviews. Let your person take you to Dr. Vicky's House of Lamb-Based Treats. Get looked at, pronounced healthy, see I told you so, Mom. Eat tasty lamb treats and get an exciting ride home. Stitch recommends it to all canines as a great way to spend the afternoon. And John McCain's Coping Center for State Election Officials. Triggered due to unanimous Supreme Court rulings that trash your Banana Republic view of the United States? Tired of Orange Man winning no matter how you assault him? John has some soothing words and a nice glass of warm milk for you so you can feel better. There, it's all okay. Hosted by John McCain. He's dead, you know. Send your money to Happy Pole Rehab Center right now so you won't forget. Swimming with the Fish is produced by Happy Pole LLC, copyright 2024, all rights reserved.